This is Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating on date of service of 11/11/2022. Patient's last name is Mishe, M-I-S-H-E-H. First name is Larissa. Date of birth is 5/24/2019. Patient is a 3-year-old female accompanied by mother who presents for follow-up regarding and style of the upper right upper left eye side, and inflammatory lung reactive airway disease, and influenza A. Child, according to mother, child is improving very well with less cough and no fever. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T. E-N-T, patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swelling, eyes, no loss of vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient, no report of any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory, mother complain of occasional cough, but denies any shortness of breath. GI, no report of any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Skin, child still has a lesion over the left upper eyelid, but according to mother, is slowly resolving. The child remains on antibiotic eye drops. Musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pain or joint swelling. Physical exam, generally child is alert and active, no evidence of acute distress. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T, E-N-T, P-E-R-L-A, E-O-M-I, tympanic membrane, poly, gray, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs, few crackles, auscultated over upper lung fields, no wheezes noted, no autopneia evident, abdomen is soft, bowel symptoms 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint weakness, no joint stiffness. Neuro, no child is alert, no, and make good eye contact, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, lesion of odolium, lesion over the left upper eyelid appears to be resolving slowly. Remains slightly tender to light palpation, no exudate noted. Reflex is equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis, odolium, which is tie of the left upper eyelid, reactive airway disease, influenza A. Patient tested for influenza and was negative. Patient was given Rucephin, 250 milligrams IM times 1, and well tolerated. Follow up next day for possible injection, intramuscular injection. Next patient, last name is Mishe, M-I-S-H-E-H. First name is Wissam, W-I-S-A-M. Date of birth is 8/22/2017. Date of service is 11/11/2022. Patient is a 5-year-old female, accompanied by mother for follow-up regarding influenza A and reactive airway disease. According to mother, child still has intermittent vomiting, and vomiting is scheduled medication. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T, E-N-T, no report of any nasal discharge, no ear pain or ear discharge, no report of any sore throat, no painful swallowing, eyes, no report of any blood vision, no eye pain, cardiac, no report of any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory, Mother reported intermittent cough, but no shortness of breath reported. GI, intermittent vomiting reported with no abdominal pain and no evidence of diarrhea. Skin, no report of any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pain, no joint swelling. The physical exam, generally child appears active with no acute distress. Allergies, no drug allergies reported. Weight is 41.8 pounds, O2 saturation 98%, blood pressure 103 over 74, pulse is 102, respiration 18, temperature 100.3. Physical exam, HEENT, PRLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygray, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel sounds as 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness noted. Neuro, patient makes good eye contact, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Second dose of Rocephin, 250 milligrams IM given and was well tolerated. Patient tested negative for influenza A. Diagnosis, reactive airway disease, influenza A, allergic rhinitis, vomiting, and fever. Patient was given Zofran ODT, 4 milligrams, 1 TID PRN, quantity 10. Follow-up visit scheduled for 3 days. Next patient, last name is Hernandez Carles, and first name is Valeria. Date of birth is 10/27/2015. Date of service is 11/11/2022. Patient is a 7-year-old female accompanied by parents with complaint of right ear follow-up. According to mother, child is responding very well to current medication regimen. No further pain or distress reported. Review of systems, HEENT, ENT. Patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no ear discharge, no sore throat, no painful swallowing, eyes, no report of any blood vision, no eye pain, cardiac, no report of any chest pain, no palpitations, respiratory, no report of any shortness of breath or cough, GI, no report of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, skin, no report of any rash, no abrasion, musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pain or joint stiffness. Physical exam, child appears well groomed, active, and no distress noted. Allergies, no known drug allergies reported. Weight is 70 pounds, O2 saturation 97%, blood pressure 106 over 69, pulse is 116, respiration 18, temperature 97.9. Physical exam, HEENT, PRLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, to the right slightly, erythematous, no exudate noted, to the ear to the left, tympanic membrane is polygray, no erythema noted. Neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel substance 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro, patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted, diagnosis right acute otitis media, right otalgia, currently resolving. Patient to continue current antibiotic regimen and follow up as needed. Next patient, last name is Payne, P-A-Y-N-E. First name is Drew, D-R-E-W. Date of birth is 10/15/2004. Date of service is 11/11/2022. Patient is an 18-year-old male accompanied by mother. We complain of generalized fatigue, headaches, vomiting, and body aches for about 3 days. Child has no prior medical history. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T, E-N-T. No report of any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing. Complain of sore throat and body aches. Denies any painful swallowing. Eyes, no report of any blood vision or eye pain. Cardiac, no report of any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory, no report of any. No report of any cough or shortness of breath. GI, no abdominal pain, complain of nausea and vomiting, denies of any diarrhea, vomiting times one today. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis, physical exam, generally patient appears well-groomed, no evidence of distress noted. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Weight is 180.8 pounds. O2 saturation 98%. Blood pressure 119/72. Pulse is 62. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.4. Patient's physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygray. No erythema noted. Nasal mucosa, slightly erythematous and moist, no exudate evident. Oral mucosa, pink and moist, slight pharyngeal erythema noted with no pustular lesions. Neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted. Lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea. Abdomen is soft, bowel substance 4 active. No tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient tested negative for flu and strep. Diagnosis, acute pharyngitis, allergic rhinitis, and myalgia. Patient was given ibuprofen 600 milligrams, 1 POTID PRN, quantity 30, Z-Pak, to be taken as directed, quantity 1 pack. Medrol pack to be taken as directed, quantity 1 pack. Follow-up visit scheduled for 3 days. Next patient, last name is Castor, C-A-S-T-O-R. Thank you.